You're listening to a special interview edition of The Basics of Life with Pastor Rob Salvato of Calvary Chapel Vista in Vista, California. These are the basics
of life. Welcome to The Basics of Life Conversations. I'm Rob Salvato, and this is the interview edition of our program, where my role changes from Bible teacher to interviewer. In these episodes, I have the privilege of having some amazing conversations with some incredible people. We're talking about life, faith, culture, and the transforming power that Jesus can bring to any person who responds in faith to his love and his grace. Today is our Good Friday edition. We are remembering the death of our Lord on the cross. In remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus, I'm having a conversation with some of my friends who are worship pastors at their respective churches. And each one is answering this question: what is your favorite song about the cross and why? All right, well, first up on our program today is Scott Cunningham, and Scott is the worship pastor at Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be on it with you.
Yeah. Now, Scott, you have been the worship pastor at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa for how many years now?
Well, I've been on staff for, it'll be 20 years coming up in August, and then the official worship pastor the last 6 years, but worship leader and for the last 20. And then today we started a school of worship about 18 years ago as well, so we get a chance to direct that. And that's been a joy and a blessing as well. So, yeah, thankful.
Yeah, that's amazing. I can't believe that it was 20 years ago that you left Vista. That's unreal, man.
I know. It's crazy. Flies by.
Yeah. Well, Scott, it's Good Friday, and we are talking about the cross. And I have asked some of my friends like yourself who are worship pastors and worship leaders, what's their favorite song about the cross? And so I wanted to give you an opportunity today to weigh in on that question.
Yeah, that's a good question. It is a hard question because there are so many good songs on the cross that I do love. And I was just thinking, well, I'll talk about the one that I've been most recently enjoying. My daughter Maddie actually wrote one years ago that I love, but like that probably is a little bit, you know, that's probably a little biased, you know.
Hey, she did just get nominated for a Grammy, so
she did. Yes, she did. That girl,
incredible.
So yeah, really proud of her and excited to see how the Lord's leading her forward in her career. But yeah, she wrote the song years ago that was just beautiful, simple. But there's one that most recently, last couple of years, we've been singing called "Hallelujah for the Cross" by Chris McLarney. And it's one of those songs, it's a cross song that actually has some celebration to it. And and as you know, like it's funny, I tell the story still today that when I was on staff working with you, that you came up to me one time and said, you know, Scott, it's great, you know, appreciate you leading worship, but you know, you're kind of putting us to sleep. Like, maybe there's a song you could maybe clap. We could clap with you or whatever. And I remember going, you know what? That's so true. It was one of those things where, as worship leaders, you tend to kind of go more towards a mid-tempo, slower, more meditative. I think it's my personality. But over the years, and even through your encouragement, I've just seen there's so much value in joy and celebration. And I was thinking about the cross. There's not a lot of cross songs that have an element of joy or celebration, even though it was a dark hour and a difficult day. There's still so much joy connected to the beauty of the cross. And this song, "Hallelujah for the Cross," just has a lot of that, a lot of joy in it. The verse starts out with, "I would be hopeless without your goodness. I'd be desperate without your love, a slave to the darkness if it wasn't for the cross." So it kind of begins to build that. And then, "You've won me with your kindness. You've chased me down when I was lost." And I love that line that you chased us down. And as we walk with the Lord, you know, we look back and we see that it was the Lord from the very beginning that was chasing after us. He's the one that found us. And then you kind of trace back your spiritual journey to realizing God was really after us and, you know, chasing me down and wanting me to know him and his love and his kindness. So that song kind of captures that. And then the chorus is, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner. Now I'm not. With your blood, you bought my freedom, and hallelujah for the cross." So hallelujah, praise the Lord for the cross. You know, it's kind of that, has some celebration in it. So I really been enjoying the song, we've been leading it the last couple of years, and been really blessed by it.
That's awesome. That's a great song, and I really appreciate you bringing that one back to our attention, because that's a great song to be sung, not just on Good Friday, but at any time, because the cross is so central to our faith and so central to you know, our walking with Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, you never graduate from the cross. You always we got to keep coming back to it. Just hopefully to more of a profound understanding at times, but then the simple message that, man, he did it for me, and there's so much connected to the beauty of the cross. So a lot to sing about.
Amen. Amen. Well, Scott, thanks so much for weighing in on this today and for taking the time to be with us.
You got it. Anytime.
All right. God bless. Well, our next guest is Andrew Pulfer. Andrew leads worship at North Coast Church in Vista, California. Welcome to the program, Andrew.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Oh, thank you for including me.
Yeah. So, Andrew, how long have you been a worship leader at North Coast Church?
So I've been at North Coast Church for almost 15 years, serving as one of the worship leaders in the worship ministry here.
That's amazing that it's been 15 years, bro. Wow. That's crazy. And what a great church. So, Andrew, it's Good Friday, and we are talking about the cross. And I've asked some of my friends, like yourself, who are worship pastors and worship leaders, what's their favorite song about the cross and why?
So that's like picking a favorite kid, because the cross is such an apex to our faith that so much of my life has been built around this idea. So it took me a little while to kind of pick my favorite when you asked me this question a bit earlier today, but I think I found it. All Hail King Jesus by Jeremy Riddle. And every Good Friday for the rest of my life, I'm probably going to be singing this song. And I just love how it tells the story of how it sets the scene perfectly in the verses. And I think it's told very well musically, and it has such a triumphant chorus. I'd love to read you some of the poetry of these verses.
Yeah, go for it.
There was a moment when the lights went out, when death had claimed its victory. The King of Love had given up his life, the darkest day in history. Like, I love that. Just sets the total scene that in that moment of darkness and depravity where it looks like all is lost. There on a cross they made for sinners, for every curse is blood atoned. One final breath and it was finished, but the end we could not know. And I love that it says, it does Matthew 27 in here. For the earth began to shake and the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens roared.
Wow.
When the Savior of the world died, entire creation groaned at his death and the temple veil tore in two and many graves were opened, as we read in Matthew 27. And what looks like could all be lost. You know, we know that the story's not finished. So in verse 2, it says, there was a moment when the sky lit up, a flash of light breaking through. When all was lost, he crossed eternity. The King of Life was on the move. For in a dark, cold tomb where our Lord was laid, one miraculous breath, and we're forever changed.
Wow.
And I love the response to all of that. You know, the response to a veil being torn is we get to now walk into the holy presence of the Holy King, and we get to offer worship. And there's only one thing to say in that moment, and that's all hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of the world. You know, like that to me felt like, oh, we're doing the right thing in this moment. We are responding properly to the Holy King that has made a way for sinners where there was none.
That's awesome. And, you know, that was such a powerful scene that, you know, Matthew writes about. And, you know, it's so incredible what took place there, both just physically to the planet, but then also spiritually, and the veil being torn, you know, in the temple. And Jeremy did an amazing job of capturing all that in that song.
Yeah. There's a thing in music called prosody, and it's in reference to lyric and melody sounding like what you would be saying with the particular note that you're singing. Mm. And I love how that song is told melodically. The verses are like at the very bottom of a vocal range where the king of the, you know, but in the chorus, your voice opens up into all hail at the very top of your vocal range. Hopefully this is something that you're not sheepishly singing, but something that you would present a king. You know, so whenever I'm leading this song, I'm trying to encourage people, like, in the presence of your God, how do you respond? What do you do? How do you respond to this King of Glory that made a way for us with a cross, who knew no sin, who became sin for us so that we may know his righteousness? Like, that's the most brilliant, beautiful thing that's ever happened in all of history.
Amen. Amen to that. And Andrew, thank you so much for sharing that with us and weighing in on our program today, and reminding us of that amazing song that definitely is one that probably should be sung at every Good Friday service. So the Lord bless you, and pray you just continue to thrive there in your ministry at North Coast Church.
Well, thank you.
God bless you, buddy.
You too.
Well, our next guest is Shane Lance, and Shane is the worship pastor at Living Truth Church in Corona, California. Welcome to the program, Shane.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
It's great. Great to have you, and I always love having you come and lead worship at our church.
Yeah, it's your church in Vista is such a blessing. Every time we go there, I think, I tell the band every time we come out there, I think that you guys bless us more than we bless you guys. It's such a hospitable body.
Well, that's
still great. At my home church.
That's awesome. How long have you been leading worship at your home church?
I started playing drums actually at 13. We were a pretty small church at that time. We had about 150 people. And that was kind of how I got plugged into the ministry. And then through different series of events, God kind of pushed me right into a place where I started leading worship. I almost not even by choice, but just because there was a pretty big need and I was available. And it didn't take long before I realized that this is what I wanted to do with my life. And it was something I was super passionate about. So I've been leading worship at the church in different capacities for about 10 years now.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, it's Good Friday, and we're talking about the cross, and so I've been asking some of my friends like you, what's your favorite song about the cross, and why?
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know, that it's so hard. It's like when people ask me, what's your favorite song, or what's your favorite band? It's almost impossible for me to pick, but I think the best answer I could give would be a song that we've been doing a lot lately as a fellowship. It's been around for a while. It was actually penned in 2009. And it's called Love Came Down. And, you know, we were just talking on the phone before this, and I was sharing with you just some of the things that I've been going through personally, and also some of the hurts I think our church has gone through with the loss of some of our members. We've had some really tragic things happen in our church body. And, through those things, I've watched God really actually bring the body of Christ here closer together and strengthened because of the different circumstances and trials we faced. And Love Came Down is this song, and the song starts in the first verse. It says, if my heart is overwhelmed and I cannot hear your voice, I'll hold on to what I know is true, though I can't see you. Mm-hmm. And you know, it goes on to talk about if the storms of life, they come and the road ahead gets steep, I'm going to lift my hands in faith because I believe. And this is my favorite part of the song. It's the pre-chorus, and it says, I'll remind myself of all that you've done and the life that I have because of your son. And I remember the first time I led this for the church, you know, when you're any other music directors or worship leaders out there can relate that you get sick of a song sometimes because you do it 30 times before you play it for anyone else. And
right.
you have it in rehearsals and, you know, it's like you forget that the church might have only heard it twice and you've played it 30, 40 times. But this is one of those songs that I feel like every time we lead the church in this song, I'm just hit with those lyrics because I think that it reminds me that I need to remind myself of what God has done for me. I think when you're serving in ministry or what, it doesn't even matter if you're in ministry or not, I suppose. I think just as a Christian, it's almost as if the message of the cross can, it's sad to say, but it can almost become dull to us mm-hmm. and lose its power. And so I just love that idea that I have to remind myself of all that Jesus has done in the life that I have because of him. And so, that's definitely one that really resonates with me.
That's awesome. It's interesting how a song will do that. Our fellowship has gone through some tragedy ourselves and some pretty tragic deaths in the past year. And that song, Raise a Hallelujah, has been the song in our church that has kind of had that same type of impact. And so it's amazing how, you know, God does use worship songs and how certain ones at certain times will really connect with a congregation. And a lot of times it's, you know, the real life things that we're going through that make what Jesus did for us even more special. And it becomes something that isn't just a theology in our head, but it's the very thing that is impacting our hearts. And so, Shane, I thank you so much for just giving us your insights and being on the program today.
And, yeah, of course.
Just God bless you and your continued ministry. All right, my friend?
Thank you, Rob. Same to you guys. We love you guys. And hopefully we'll be back at Vista soon.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, buddy.
All right.
God bless.
Take care, man. God bless you.
Well, our next guest is Pete Denham, my personal favorite worship leader. Pete is the worship leader here at Calvary Vista, the church that I have the privilege of pastoring. Welcome to the program, Pete.
Thank you so much, Rob. You're my personal favorite pastor. It's good to be on the program. Thank you.
So, Pete, it's Good Friday, and we are talking about the cross. And I've been asking some of my friends who, like yourself, are worship pastors. And so the question is this. What is the song about the cross that grabs your heart the most, and why do you like leading worship to that song?
It's a great question. First off, I think I would answer that question with just saying that I don't think we'll ever grow tired or weary of singing about the cross and all that it means for us as followers of Christ. And, when I think of the cross, I think of God's exclamation point on his redemptive work for mankind. And, so it's such a powerful theme, and there are so many amazing songs that have been written about the cross. But the one that I personally enjoy singing and leading the most, and the one that tugs at my heart the most, is the song written by Brian Johnson, Daniel Bashta, Joel Taylor, and Bobby Strand, entitled Seas of Crimson. Hmm. And it was recorded by Bethel Music a few years back. And I just love the idea of this song, but particularly the line that comes in verse 2, which says, "You drown our sins in seas of crimson." And I just think that's a very powerful word picture. And honestly, I've never heard really anything like that before. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why I love that song. But I love the mental image that gives me of my sins being drowned in a sea of crimson. The passage that I believe that line is probably inspired by is coming from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, where Isaiah is prophesying and he says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And that's obviously one of the most beautiful verses in all of Scripture. what an amazing promise. And so from that scripture, I really believe the authors of this song used it as a launching pad to really paint this beautiful picture of our sins being drowned in seas of crimson. When I think of a sea, I don't know about you, but when I think of a sea, I think of a vast, you know, deep body of water. And so when they use that image in this song, likened, you know, to Christ's atoning sacrifice at Calvary, it's an amazing, I mean, it's communicating a beautiful truth, like the finality of Christ's work at the cross. Mm. And so, you know, cause we get the idea, like I've always thought of my sins being washed away. Like I've always heard that term, you know, mm-hmm. my sins have been washed away. And I mean, even that in itself is such a beautiful idea, right? Because now I'm made new, I'm clean, I'm pure. But it's that idea of them being drowned. It's kind of violent.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's like this violent, like you're drowning my sin in a sea of crimson. And obviously crimson red. I mean, you know, Christ's blood. Speaking of Christ's blood that was shed for us. And I just love, I love what that says about my, where my sin is. I mean, my sin is dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gone. The mistakes I've made, the sin that I've committed, I mean, it's been drowned. And then also I think of the old man, you know, the old Pete Denham, my fleshly man, you know, has been drowned. Yeah. I mean, is no more, is dead. And now I've been, you know, resurrected to life with Christ. And I like to just kind of toward the end of the song, I'll just add this lastly, but it says they say that, you know, where sin runs deep, your grace runs deeper.
Yeah. Love that line. I love that line in that song as well.
Yeah. So it's just, it's kind of that song really, I think it grabs at my heart because it just, it does such a great job of communicating how permanent, how lasting, how final the work of Jesus is at the cross. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just love it. It's a pleasure to lead it every time I get the chance. And I think typically we sing it when we are taking communion. I would sing it every single time if I could. it's a beautiful song.
That's great. Well, Pete, thanks for weighing in on this, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today on The Basics of Life.
Of course, no problem.
Thank you for listening to our show. The goal of this podcast is to bring you meaningful conversations that are meant to inspire, enlighten, encourage, and bring hope. Our show is produced by the awesome team at His Productions, and we are also a part of the Good Lion Podcast Network. For more Christ-centered content, I would encourage you to check out their website at www.goodlion.io. Well, I'm Rob Salvato, and until our next conversation, remember to keep the basics of your life simply Jesus. Walk by the
basics of life. Thanks for tuning in for today's edition of The Basics of Life. These certainly are unprecedented times we're living through, and we know that this brings with it great uncertainty and even fear. But one truth remains steadfast: God is in control. During this season, we encourage you to spend time in the Word, in prayer, and in the presence of your Creator. As with many churches across our nation, Pastor Rob and the Calvary Vista community are holding church online. We'd love for you to join us. Visit thebasicsoflife.com to connect to our Sunday morning virtual service through our live stream. Just click on Calvary Vista. Then you'll find a Watch Live link under the Sermons tab. You can also stream on Facebook and YouTube. Just follow our social media links. This Easter Sunday, we invite you to join us at 6:30, 8:30, and 11 a.m. We look forward to worshiping with you in this way until we can be gathered together as the body once again. If you'd like to listen to more teachings right now from Pastor Rob, we have an entire audio library available to you. Just click on Media at thebasicsoflife.com or download the Calvary Vista mobile app.
We also know how essential prayer is during this time, and we want you to know we're lifting our listeners up to the Lord. Is there anything specific we can be praying about for you? Please don't hesitate to send us an email, info@calvaryvista.com. Would you do the same for us? Please keep Pastor Rob and our church staff in your prayers, asking the Lord to guide us as we navigate this new and unexpected time in history. And of course, please keep our nation's leaders in your prayers too, as well as those affected by this virus. Again, join us online this Easter Sunday at 6:30, 8:30, and 11 a.m. That's all for today. Join Pastor Rob again for another edition of The Basics of Life.